Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 708. 3 Weight and Health Mistakes I Made by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, last week, I totally spaced and forgot to give you an inspirational quote on Wednesday, but today I remembered, so here we go. Quote, "Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible." Anonymous. All right, now that we're in this positive frame of mind, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 3 Weight and Health Mistakes I Made by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. Are you making these mistakes too? I talk a lot about how to lose weight successfully and permanently and live a healthier lifestyle. But I don't always talk about the mistakes I made that led to my digestive problems, weight gain, and other health issues. Honestly, I didn't think in a million years I would deal with that. I mean, after all, I had been eating a plant-based diet for 30 years. Also, I was a yoga teacher, and I had a regular meditation practice. Finally, I taught healthy eating for 7 years as a holistic health counselor. So what did I do wrong? It wasn't until I started studying Ayurveda and worked with an Ayurvedic clinical specialist that I realized when it all started. Here's a key lesson I learned as I worked on restoring my health. You see, my symptoms didn't just start the day I felt them. In truth, they started over 30 years ago. I was 16 years old when I was approached by a modeling scout. I guess I had the right height and an interesting face, but I wasn't the right weight. That's the age I started my first diet. As I moved to the States and my modeling career took off, I would diet regularly to fit in the clothes of Carolina Herrera, Oscar de la Renta, Chanel, Escada, and many more. Around that time, I discovered juicing, fasting, and aerobics. I juiced, fasted, and exercised my way to 119 pounds and a size 4. But that wasn't sustainable, so when fashion show season was done, I gained the weight back, and more. I continued to regularly fast or go on a diet 2 to 3 times a year, even after I stopped modeling to keep my weight in check. One of the dangers of dieting is how it affects our self-perception and self-esteem. Our vision of our bodies is distorted, and we feel guilt, shame, and self-hatred. For over 30 years, I was making 3 mistakes that led to the debilitating digestive issues I experienced. It also led to 25 pounds of weight gain, the most I had ever gained, which I just couldn't seem to lose anymore. And I was so sick of fasting. Mistake number 1, weight cycling. Dieting is the worst thing we can do for our bodies. To be more precise, yo-yo dieting or weight cycling. The health consequences of weight cycling can be devastating on our heart. Some researchers believe that the link between weight cycling and heart disease involves the cells that line the blood vessels, called endothelial cells. When people gain and lose weight repeatedly, these cells become damaged, so blood can't flow freely. When blood flow to the heart becomes restricted, the stage is set for suffering from a heart attack or a stroke. and it also wreaks havoc on our metabolisms, making it more and more difficult to lose or maintain a healthy weight as we get older. Mistake number two, categorizing foods as good and bad. Have you ever seen the cartoon where you have a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other? That's how it was for me when it came to food. The problem was I loved the quote-unquote bad foods. I loved anything rich, creamy, sweet, and fatty. When I was dieting, I eliminated these types of foods completely. And for a brief moment, during the times I dieted, it felt like I had conquered that little devil. Until the diet was over and my cravings were even stronger. I felt like the cookie monster. Mistake number three, sneak eating. What happens when we categorize some foods as bad? We crave them. Yet because we've made them bad, we can't just eat them in plain sight. We have to sneak eat them, which is often late at night. I mean, think about it. When do you usually eat ice cream, that piece of cake, or the delicious peanut butter cookie? I think one of the best ways to stop making those mistakes and start taking the right actions instead is by creating a sustainable weight loss plan based on healthy digestion and a balanced lifestyle. From the point of view of Ayurveda, everyone is different, and food and lifestyle choices are very individual. Some of us need to eat a heavier breakfast at 7 a.m., while others need some time in the morning and like to have a lighter breakfast later. It wasn't until I worked with Ayurveda that I realized I needed the foods I craved to feel satisfied and satiated. And I learned how to eat the foods I loved and have these foods love me back. You just listened to the post titled, Three Weight and Health Mistakes I Made by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. Laura made a really great point. Basically, she's saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, which is actually also a quote from Weight Watchers. Laura mentioned creating a sustainable weight loss plan based on healthy digestion and a balanced lifestyle. And if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know that I'm a huge fan of planning. But I understand how planning can be difficult. You're trying to set up something right now for your future self. And it's hard for us to imagine our future selves, even ourselves tomorrow. And so it's like we're planning something for a stranger. And in fact, psychologists have studied this, and that's what they found. For many of us, it's really hard to exercise today or save money for the future today. Our brains just somehow don't realize that we're doing this for us, just a later version of us. Somehow it becomes, oh, that's tomorrow's problem. So why put in the effort now when I could just not do that and let my tomorrow self worry about it? So if planning is difficult for you, you just can't get yourself to do it. Or really, if anything is difficult for you today, exercising, saving money, whatever it is, sit down and imagine your future self. Think about yourself tomorrow, next year, 5, 10 years down the line. Will your future self thank you for not exercising today or saving money today or planning your meals today? I doubt it. I'm guessing your future self will be very angry at you. All right, really quickly before I go, if you want to show some support for our podcasts, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Come by oldpodcast.com/support to check those out. And in fact, one thing you can do right now to show your support is to simply share this episode with someone. If there's someone you know that you think might find value in what I just said, definitely share this episode with them. I thank you in advance for doing that. That'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.